Scone legend Todd Lowry played for the Melbourne Storm in their 2012 victory against Canterbury Bankstown. We thought we need to balance things out because there's been a lot of Penrith talk, thanks to Pete, on this station this week. So I've got Todd on the phone right now. Todd, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Great.
That's the way. Mate, you were there in 2012 for the Melbourne Storm victory over the Canterbury Bankstown. What was it like being part of the club for that time and for that game?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great. That was the end of my third year down in Melbourne, and you know we'd been pretty successful throughout that time. We'd obviously had a few dramas with the stuff that went on in 2010, but we were more to premiers in 2011, and then obviously won the grand final in 2012. So that was the end of my time down there, but it was a very successful time and one I look back on fondly.
Mate, everyone knows that Craig Bellamy can be reasonably intense. Does that intensity ratchet up as you get closer to a grand final?
Oh, no, not really. You probably get all your work's been done up until then. He probably got a bit more relaxed, if anything.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. You know, all your hard work's been done by then, and you're just sort of sharpening the axe, I guess, is a term that he likes to use. But, yeah, he probably calmed down a little bit. I think there was, especially my time in 2012, there was a little bit more pressure because we actually bundled out in 2011 and didn't make the grand final. So once we sort of got there in 12, there was a little bit of relief, and it's just about making sure you get your job done on game day.
What are your memories of the grand final itself, actually being out there on the park in ANZ Stadium with 80,000 people screaming?
I remember a lot of it. I don't remember. There's a lot of it I don't remember. I actually saw some video footage the other day of the sheds after the game, and I had no memory of it at all when we were singing our team song and all the rest of it. I think you just get caught up in the emotion of everything, and you know, you sort of get caught up. But you know, I do have some very fond memories that I remember. I remember running out, obviously with a big crowd. I'd played in front of big crowds of that before, so that was foreign, but it was certainly special. You certainly don't take for granted those sort of moments. I remember in the second half where, you know, I knew we'd won the game, we'd done enough to win it. I remember looking at Brian Norrie, my roommate at the time, looking at him on the field, and we just sort of gave each other a look, and we knew that we'd done enough to get there, and we were going to win. And you know, it was only a split second, but I remember that vividly as a moment that was great, something that I'd sort of worked towards basically my whole life. And that moment, I remember looking at him, and we knew we'd done it. And yeah, so there's too many to mention, too many moments to mention, but certainly a great time in my life.
A sense of relief, an accomplishment, especially you'd been there with Parramatta back in 2009 to be there on the day and win a grand final. Must have felt awesome after going through that experience.
Yeah, it certainly... you know, they say you need to lose one to win one. I don't think that's necessarily true, but I think it certainly makes winning one a whole lot sweeter, and I guess you do appreciate it a lot more because, as you said, in 2009, I lost one with Parramatta, and losing ones, you never think about that. You know, you always grow up as a kid thinking about winning a grand final. Actually,
yeah.
Losing a grand final never enters your mind, you know. So those feelings that you get, or that I got upon losing one, I'd never even thought about that before, you know. So that was quite tough to take at the time. So yeah, certainly getting to win one was, losing one made it extra special, I think, definitely.
And who's your tip for this weekend's big matchup between Penrith and your old club Melbourne?
Yeah, I've got to go to Storm. I just think it's going to be a cracking game. I cannot wait. It's going to be, I like seeing the two best teams
in
it. You know, there's always good fairy tales and good stories, but I like seeing the two best teams playing the grand final, and we're lucky enough that that's what we got on Sunday. And you know, there'll be two cracking. I hope it's not too wet. I hope it's reasonably dry, which unfortunately I don't think they're predicting. But I hope the rain holds off and we get a cracking game of footy. But I think the Storm will get there. It's a tight one. I think it'll be really close.
Todd Lowry, thank you very much for your time. You're a legend. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers. Take care.